My friend Lipbone Redding is here today in the studio. Woohoo! Howdy, my friend.
How you doing, kitty cat?
I'm good. Come a little closer.
A little closer. Oh.
To the mic here.
Oh, this.
Red light.
This one.
That one.
Aha! I see. They had.
I pointed at the wrong one.
So I'll put this on the guitar then, and I'll use hi. Hello, Carbondale.
Hi. Nice to see you, my friend. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely been a while, and it's really wonderful to have you here in the midst of our fall membership drive. And
yes.
This is KD&K Community Radio, and in-kind support for KD&K comes from the Carbondale Rotary Club, announcing the second annual Running of the Balls fundraiser. Up to 100 big rubber balls will get kicked down Main Street during First Friday, September 6th.
What?
And there are tickets and more information at rotarycarbondale.org. And like I said, this is KD&K Community Radio, member owned. Woohoo, yay members, and volunteer powered since 1983. We do have a business challenge match on the table from Elevate Dental Wellness. So any calls that come in the next hour or so up until 2 o'clock, that donation will be matched by Elevate Dental Wellness. They address simple to complex dental needs. More information at elevatewillets.com or 279-5647. We are almost to $30,000. We're at $29,055, and we think once the bookkeeping is done that hopefully we will get around the corner to $30,000. That would make me very happy here at the Jamburger and Fries. It would make the Cheshire Cat smile really, really big. And I would love to have a new member call in and sign up to help support the station. But one of the reasons we love community radio so very much is that we get to see lots of fabulous musicians that come up and down the pike. And we have one here, Lipbone Redding, who's been coming to Carbondale, I think, for about 10 years. Always a big favorite here. People are very, very happy to see Lipbone when he's here. And Lipbone is going to be doing a couple things, which we will talk about here shortly, but he'll be at Steve's Guitars on Wednesday evening, and he will be doing a very special Om Prana sound workshop at True Nature Healing Arts tomorrow. That's Tuesday the 20th at 6 o'clock, and I think that's in the Kiva. But welcome, Lipbone. It's so nice to have you.
Hey, Kat.
Hi. Long time no see.
Yeah. Man, Carbondale's as beautiful as ever. You got the artway now.
Yeah, the artway's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see it right when you come in. It's like, man, it's about time.
Yeah. That is a work in progress, and that will be going on over the next 2 or 3 years now. And
cool.
There's little pieces and parts of that will be added to as you go along. So it's been a long, long time in the making. So it's nice to see it in its fruition and to know that people are enjoying it.
Well, somebody like me, that's like a welcome sign, you know, like welcome home, mm-hmm.
Art way.
You know, yeah, it is. It's, what way do you, I prescribe to the art way. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we all prescribe to the art way here. We all do. And, you know, that's one of the great things about Carbondale. And you have been here many, many times. I think this is, what, your fifth or sixth time here?
Yeah, on the radio here?
Well, no, just Carbondale.
Oh,
Carbondale.
Mm-hmm. I think this is probably my ninth or tenth. I've been here many times. Yeah, for back and I think my first time here was in
2007.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, mm-hmm. And then I was captured by the magic.
You were cursed.
Colorado. Uh-huh. And it was partly Luke Nessler's fault, you know, but he had lured me in here into the studio late at night as I was driving past. And I heard his voice on the radio, and he was on my list of stations that was playing my music. So I said, let me call. And I came in. It was like midnight. Mm-hmm. I showed up here mm-hmm. just on a whim, and yeah, it's been a great friendship ever since.
Well, it's you know, you're definitely part of the KD&K family, which is it's big and growing, but you know, our musicians are a special part of that. And let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to. It sounds like you've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
Let's talk first about you've kind of taken a little different direction bit here as part of your work.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing a kind of a sound healing type thing workshop at True Nature tomorrow evening. And let's talk a little bit about this project that you've been facilitating.
Sure. Well, I lived in India for a year, mm-hmm. and I was very struck by the music, and I fell in love with it. And then I also lived, when I was in San Francisco, I would wake up at 6 o'clock every morning and play for yoga classes. And I thought, well, this is just a way to kind of get me through to the next thing, you know. And but then a few years ago, somebody asked me if I would play for their yoga class. And I said, sure, I'll do it. You know, I haven't done it in a long time. And other than privately, I mean, part of my own thing. I said, sure, I'll do it. And then it's a little venue in North Carolina. It's called St. Anne's Chapel. It was an old 1800s chapel, like the Sears and Roebuck kind that they erected, and they had their stained glass there and everything, and they've turned it into a healing arts center. And so I thought, oh, okay, I'll do it. And I played for the class, the yoga class, and then they said, you want to come back next week, but not the yoga class, just you. And I said, I don't know. And so it kind of turned into this. Now when I'm back in North Carolina, I do like twice a month there, and we've started a festival, like a music healing arts festival. And if you would have asked me 10 years ago if that's something I would have been like, maybe. But that said, I still do all my I still 200 or 300 days a year and do the lip on show. And it's just my personal practice that's somehow emerged into the light of day. And I really enjoy doing it, and it's very relaxing. It's, we breathe a lot. I do some pranayama, which is some breathing techniques, and we all om together in this big chorus. Then it just and then there's like a long meditation with music. It's like a guided meditation with this voice right here.
That's very that's a very nice voice to guide
into a nice
deep meditation there.
Yeah.
I think the spot you'll be doing it in the Kiva at True Nature, is it's actually designed to resonate sound.
Yeah.
So I think that should be a really, really special event for sure.
And, yeah.
You know, you get really deep, sustaining, booming sounds, for lack of a better way to explain it. But,
well, it, you know, in a way for me, this is all part of widening a network or community of like-minded people, really people who enjoy art, music, doing good things in the world, positivity, that whole thing. And it's not just limited to one sort of region of the musical spectrum. It can spread across. And it's really opened me up in a lot of ways too. So, and especially at my other shows. So, I mean, it's
has it helped your musical practice as
well? Absolutely. It's just, it's very holistic. 'Cause I mean, sometimes people ask me, they say, hey, you know, you travel like all over the world, all over the country. What do you see, man? You know, what's going on? And one of the things that I've noticed is that people are starting to kind of turn inward a lot in these like groups and communities and things. And that's kind of good. But what happens is that they, you know, they kind of look outward and go, oh, it's us and them, you know. Mm-hmm. And so what I like to do is I kind of feel like I'm a piece of thread, you know, on my journey, and I kind of go to all these little different communities, and we all have so much in common. And sometimes you know I can't do the the big loud show. Sometimes these people, they need to be on board with it too, and it's just
in a quiet way,
in a beautiful way, and in an introspective way. But but also, you know, God, I just did like a week in Santa Fe, and you know, it was swing dance every night, you know, the lipo music. I'm like, yeah, this is it too, though.
Yeah.
It's all related, is what I'm seeing. It's a bigger picture, and we got to kind of start. I feel like we're kind of getting, you know, cut out into little tiny groups, easily managed little groups out there. We need to kind of reach out and touch each other in a positive, good way, you know.
Find some symbiosis.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I think art and music does that naturally, but I'm just sort of, you know, feeling how it's working on me in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it, you know, it has different effects on everybody, but at the end of the day, some of the results of those effects are the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I think we all need music. So it's really great when you can find ways, both as a performer, but also as someone that appreciates music. It's a good way. It's great when you can find ways to connect all the different parts of your life and your being into that.
Yeah, and so. I feel like, yeah, everything says, you know, you have to be, do one thing, do it right, be specific, do the, blah, blah. I'm like, why not do everything that you feel is the right thing to do, you know, why not? You can do that.
Well, I think we need to follow our hearts sometimes a little more.
That's it. You said it better than I could ever say.
You know, it's a hard lesson
that's
to learn.
That's the real answer, right.
You know, I don't think we're raised to really believe that, but I think it's true. And I think as you get older, it's a little easier, but... you know, it is what it is. But you have also been very busy. You told me that you have two new records on the on the forefront coming up.
Here. Yeah, I got the Lip Bone Alive record. It's I have about I mostly live in my van and I travel around. And I have this bag in there and it's filled with flash drives from shows. Over the past 3 or 4 years.
That, for those of you that are young or old, that would be the equivalent of the cassette tape.
Yeah, kind of. It's this little
tapers.
Ditty that you stick into the side of your computer. And they use it on soundboards. And so that I have like all these shows that have been recorded since, I don't know, as far back as I can remember, but even just most recently. So it's this Ziploc bag filled with these things. And I started to go through it, I don't know, couple months ago and going, oh wow, this needs to be on a record. So we've started sifting through them, and I've got somebody who's mixing them down and making them nice for a record, and we're gonna release a live record.
When's that gonna be out?
ASAP,
as soon as possible.
Hopefully for the holidays. That's the goal. And then I'm organizing and have started actually recording a studio album, doing demos for it, and then we go
goodness.
And you know, yeah, and I've got a great group of musicians all around the world, and I've got a really cool group in North Carolina that I play with, and oh man, it's just some groovy soul, man. You know, I think yeah, you're gonna like it.
Well, I was like, I hope we're gonna get it, like,
yeah,
as soon as it's off the press.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, maybe if I play my cards right, they might give it to me first.
Oh, but, I'll
you know,
send it to you.
You never know. Some of that's timing, but
I will blanket Katie and Kay with multiple copies. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to hearing what will be coming out of that. And looks like you have your guitar there.
I do.
And we're gonna. I think it looks like you're gonna play us something live here.
I could do it. I could do. Yeah. I'll start with the swing stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Threw away my necktie, ripped the sleeves from my shirt, and buried my bare feet in the soft black dirt. Made a getaway raft of styrofoam and vine, sail past Norfolk, Virginia, with a great big jug of wine. Tell that girl, don't wait for me on the banks of the Chickahominy. That's a river in Virginia. The banks of the Chickahominy. Yeah. I must admit she's easy on the eyes. Oh, yeah. But guess what? She worked for the FBI. And I can never be decriminalized. Daddy was a judge on the Virginia circuit. Knew me all too well, but that debutante could work and tried to make me a Southern lawyer. Go back to school and pass the bar, but could not pay attention because I got this here guitar. Tell that girl, don't wait for me on the banks of the Chickahominy. Ah, Virginia, the banks of the Chickahominy. Gotta have some kazoo in there. I'm sorry, I'm spitting all over your microphone, but I be down in South America, it never gets cold. Got a lot of fine women, but me no hablo español. Tell that girl, don't wait for me. Banks of the Chickahominy, ah yeah. Banks of the Chickahominy. Banks of the Chickahominy.
Oh, I love it. Do you have another?
Yeah, I got many. I have. I have hundreds.
Hundreds.
I replay a new. I had a new record last year that I put out called Return of the Beautiful. I probably want to do. I think I'm doing some live versions of these songs for recording too, and because it was a little bit of a studio record, but this is one of my favorite songs on that record. Well, I'm no bird. She feathers her dreams, and one day her nest fell apart at the seams. So she built a house where the dream once stood, yeah. And each stone that she placed there, the tears and the blood of her broken heart, she swore she could not go on. The one dark night she found wings and flew away at dawn. We are all refugees and vagabonds. Refugees and vagabonds. Now we all just want a place in time of our own, just somewhere to hang this old hat upon. It seems it's all an illusion, and we're only here, babe, for a moment, but then it's gone. I got to keep on traveling on, and no broken heart can pin you to the ground. So find your wings right now and fly away at dawn. We are all refugees and vagabonds. Refugees and vagabonds. Keep on traveling.
Oh, that was awesome. I feel kind of special because it's just me and Lip Bone in here, so I feel like I'm being sung to personally. But, you know, it's rare. And, you know, some of you may not know this about our friend Lip Bone, but all the additional instruments you hear, there's only one guy in here, and he's got a guitar and a pair of lips. So it's pretty exciting to think about.
It's just it's really the voices in my head, and they somehow leak out. It's what
are those
I think that's what it is. All the sounds in my head just somehow leak out through the front part of my head, which is my face. Yeah.
Are those your different personalities?
Maybe. Yeah. I think it's like a jewel, man. It's just a multifaceted, you know.
Tell me a little bit about that last beautiful ditty that you just sang. It was so lovely.
Refugees and Vagabonds. I meet a lot of people that just, they've kind of, they're traveling and they're out on the road. I mean, when you're traveling a lot, as much as I do, you meet a lot of people like that. And some people are there because they have to be, and some people, like, through circumstance have to be. Some people are there because they have to be, because their heart makes them. And then some people just want to be. Mm-hmm. Out traveling on the road, and it just kind of got me thinking. You know, I I was sitting in somebody's driveway, and I wrote this whole album in some people's driveways. Like every song was written in a driveway or a truck stop. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, wow, man, this is my choice, you know, and I have to. I'm compelled to be who I am and
that's
travel.
What drives you.
Yeah, my love of it and my bliss, I suppose. Yeah, I'm following my bliss. And it's, you know, I got my problems, everybody. You got yours. Everybody's got them, but this seems to be the easiest way for me to do it, you know. It's just be who I am and go where I have to go. Mm-hmm. And so I think it just came out of that, just that realization that it's okay. Like, you are where you're supposed to be, and it's okay to know that.
Home is where you're at the time.
That's it, if you decide that it's okay, you know, because a lot of things, this is not okay. This, but if you decide, well, this is all right, I can be right here right now, it's mm-hmm. okay. Yeah. Here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah, that's what that song is about, you know. Just it's the impermanence. It's movement. It's about forward escape, not going back and looking back and going, oh, I wish I would have done things different. Just keep going, you know. You'll be all right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's perseverance, you know.
Indeed, I think some of it. Indeed. And, I feel like I'm getting way too philosophical today. I mean, no, maybe I should go back to the funny songs, you know.
It's Katie and Kay. It's never a wrong time for philosophy here.
Right on
good
baby.
Old Katie and Kay Community Radio. And speaking of that, you know, we are in the midst of our membership drive, and you know, I know Community Radio has an integral part in many a new musician's world. But
oh, it's changed,
you know,
my life. Yeah.
What's important, you know, why is community radio important to you?
Well, first of
all, aside from the obvious, but.
Well, because it's people, mm-hmm. first of all. Mm-hmm. It's not like a big rack of, like, tapes or, well, you know, it's not just a playlist someplace and a corporate office going, we need more fluff. Put more fluff on that station, you know, or zzz, whatever mm-hmm. they call it. And it really serves the needs of the community. And I feel that if I'm a part of that, then. That's really my whole thing, too. And community radio has taught me that, mm-hmm. going to all these different stations, especially in Colorado. That was where my first real encounter with multiple community radio stations.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of us.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe it started because of, you know, the isolated communities, you know, by being in a mountainous region, mm-hmm. like geographical reasons. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more than that. It really is. I feel like I've got friends. Every time I come to the area, somebody from KD&K shows up, and I feel a part of a family. And I feel like maybe everybody feels that way. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know, KD&K is a unique animal in the community radio world, I think. And
indeed.
We're really lucky to have it as a resource and to kind of have it be a nexus for a lot of our connections throughout our community. And that, for me, is what really drives it for me. It also kept me out of trouble for a really long time.
Yeah.
When I was a mere employee here.
Ooh,
But that was such
we'll
a long time
ago. We'll have to have
story
time
sometime. Yeah, story time. But, you know, the staff here is amazing, and it is a small staff, and they work really, really hard to make sure that we have this beautiful resource to our advantage. So we would love to get our phones ringing. We are almost at $30,000, folks, and there is a business challenge match on the table. It is from Elevate Dental Wellness, and Elevate Dental Wellness is a biological dental practice with a mission of comprehensive holistic care, focusing on your overall well-being. They have an integrative approach focusing on whole body wellness and prevention, and provide exceptional care for children and adults. More information at elevatewillett.com. 279-5647 is the number, and they do have a business challenge match on the table, so they will match your donation if you call now. It is not too late, folks, to call in by 2:00 to be an early bird. And as we said earlier, there's a variety of wonderful prizes for that early bird drawing. So let's get these phones ringing. 963-0139 is the office line, and there are people waiting to take your call. And it would be great to have a new member by the end of our show. And Lipone, do you have one more for us?
Yes, awesome. I do. Dig Deep, Not Cheap. Awesome. No, that's not the name of the song. <That's>
Yeah, Dig Deep, Not Cheap. We like that. But be sure to see Lipone on, he will be at True Nature tomorrow from 6 to 7:30. And I think, I'm not sure if you have to register for that or not.
It's recommended. It's recommended. It's starting to fill up right now. And
okay.
Yeah, there's only room for 35 people.
Yeah,
so. Everyone needs to stretch out. And if you do come, bring a... bring like a pillow or something. Bring something that you can really make a nest out of.
Make a nest. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then...
I'm sure they've got stuff there too. But
Wednesday night at Steve's?
Wednesday night at Steve's.
Okay. Everyone knows where that is and what time those shows start. Usually around
8 o'clock.
Yeah. And we look forward to seeing what you have cooked up for us, my friend. And thank you for being here.
Thank you. And I love you and support your local community radio station, KDNK.
Yeah. We love you too, my friend.
Just a boy, but I'm a soldier on the border, and my country's endless wars have scattered all her children. Yeah, my mother and my father, not heard from them at all. Though the days pass and the nights are long, there is so much that I'm not meant to understand. Why those villages burn? Oh, maybe this weapon's in my hand. Let the river on the rock keep talking to me. Let the birds in the trees keep singing to me, singing to me, singing to me, singing to me. Let the clouds in the mountains, show me the way. 'Cause I am more than a child of war. 'Cause I am more, oh yeah, so much more. To all your masterminds of hatred, you must be mistaken to think we won't remember your children won't awaken. Let the river on the rock keep talking to me. Let the starlight come down and filter through my eyes. Let the sound of the humming of the earth keeps singing to me, singing to me, singing to me. Ooh, oh, 'cause I am more than a child of war. We are more. Tonight I sing to you and love, my song is sweet and clear. Tonight I think for all those who could not make it here. Morning come for me, well tell him all. Oh, I've been gone, down another road. Let's go. We are more. We are more. We are more.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.